Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Don't forget to listen to us on Stitcher, otrwesterns.com/Stitcher. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is June 4th, 1941, and the title is Evil Spirits at Sentinel Rock. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
For the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. Trouble with the Indians in the early days of the Western United States was caused by renegade whites exploiting the red men. Uprisings and massacres followed, and it was not until the masked rider of the plains started his great fight for justice that peace was restored to the frontier. It was he, more than any other man, who brought about better understanding between the two races and finally made possible the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Sentinel Rock. Tuttle's waiting for us. Hi-yo, Silver! Hi!
The late afternoon sunlight scraped the tops of the Funeral Mountains and sent long shadows across the prairie as the Lone Ranger rode toward the west. The Lone Ranger's eyes were narrowed behind his mask as he searched the country ahead.
Tonto's here someplace, Silver. We're following his trail. There's Sentinel Rock up ahead just beyond that arroyo we're coming to. We can cross the swinging bridge and then... Silver, what's that? That's Tonto's danger whistle. Off the trail, Silver. Into the arroyo. Jump, Silver. Steady, boy. Tonto, what is it, Timo Sabe?
You come. Quick. There's plenty of trees here. You and Silver safe. Tonto, plenty worried, Timo Sabe.
I heard your danger whistle, Tonto. What is it? The trail looked clear up ahead.
Let me show you. Here.
An arrow.
That's right.
Where did you find this?
Me right, scout. Come to bridge. Start cross. Arrow hit bridge. So.
Right in front of you. Where did the arrow come from, Tonto?
Up there. From long way off.
From the top of Sentinel Rock?
It's
getting dark, Timo Sabe. I think you and I should go up there and find out about this.
It's long way.
And there's no path up to the top of Sentinel Rock except from the south. It'll take us quite a while to circle around to it, but we'll try.
Who you think shoot arrow?
Well, look at the feathers and the way the head is set on the shaft, Tonto. And these colors. It's a pony arrow.
Maybe so.
Come on. We can head south along this arroyo. It's too deep for anyone on top of Sentinel Rock to notice us.
Good thing Aeronaut hit us, huh?
I swerved off the trail as soon as I heard your whistle, Tonto. Silver and I were...
What matter?
Look, Kemosabe. It didn't miss by much.
Huh?
Here's another arrow. Stuck right into Silver's saddle. If we hadn't pulled off the trail just when we did, one of us wouldn't be alive.
And that Pawnee arrow, too.
Kemosabe, Silver and I, well, we both owe you our lives.
Better we find who shoot arrow and then try to fix him.
No, Tonto. We'll handle this my way. Follow me.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver. We're climbing Sentinel Rock. Top of the trail, Tonto. Can you see anything up there?
It's plenty dark.
Not a sound, not a light.
What's that?
I don't hear it now.
It sounds like big rock.
Whatever it was, it's gone. Be careful, Tonto. This trail gets narrower the higher we climb.
Kemosabe.
What is it?
Tonto feels strange. Maybe that sound thunder god from sky.
Don't let your imagination run away with your common sense, Tonto.
We find plenty trouble.
There's no trouble that we can't handle if we learn about it in time.
Sentinel Rock, not good.
Why not?
Tonto not tell you this afore in daylight. But now darkness come, Tonto feel it all around. Sentinel Rock, haunted.
Haunted?
Evil spirit on rock. Indian know that from old story. Medicine men of Indian tribe know that.
Those arrows weren't shot from a ghost bow, Tonto. Those are real arrows. When we get to the top, we'll learn the answer.
Tonto not savvy what noise was.
We'll find the answer to that too, Kemosabe. I hear it.
That thunder.
Oh, it's not thunder. It can't be. The stars are out.
Pretty loud.
Tonto. Tonto, that's a rock. That's a rock rolling down the mountains. It's coming straight for us.
We get off trail fast.
Come on.
There's no place to turn. Trail heap narrow.
Follow me. Come on, Silver.
Where we go, Kemosabe?
There's a break in the cliff up ahead, Tonto. You can see it against the sky. If we can make it before that rock, we can get out of the way.
Promise you.
It's going to be close. That rock is moving faster all the time.
We try. Get him up.
Faster, Silver. We've got to beat that rock. Faster.
It has ended. They are dead. They could not escape the rock I sent crashing down the mountain. They are dead. They can harm my husband or my tribe no more. So? The arrows once more go back in the quiver. All day long we've been up here on Sentinel Rock. We have braved the spirit of the Thunder God who helped the tribe. Now we go. You are a good horse. You stood quiet and still all day. It is dark. The trail is long and steep. Come.
Now, Kemosabe.
What is this?
Come, get him.
Get the horse.
I have the reins.
Well, you thought you'd finish us up, did you?
We get away from rock plenty fast.
Now don't try to take the reins. We want to know what this is all about. Why did you shoot arrows at us? Why did you try to crush us by catapulting that rock down the mountain trail?
You are not Craven. I thought you were Scar Craven. I thought this other was his partner, the one called Gila.
Tonto, a woman.
That's plenty strange.
A woman. You never expected to find anything like this on top of Sentinel Rock. Who are you?
My name is Bright Sky, of the Kawa tribe of the Pawnee Nation. I am Indian.
Who was here with you? Who tried to kill us?
Look no further. I am the one.
You?
I shot the arrows. Yes, and I rolled the stone. But I did not mean them for you. I thought you were someone else.
You talk heap good.
I went to school at the mission since I was very small.
Just a moment. You mentioned two names, Scar Craven and Gila. Are those the men you were after?
They mean to rob my tribe. I wanted to stop them.
What made you think they were coming this way?
Because I knew of it from my husband.
Yes?
I argued with him. They plan to use him as a tool for their robbery.
That's plenty bad.
Bright Sky, is your husband dishonest?
No, my husband thinks he is doing the right thing. He thinks he is helping the tribe. He would not listen to me. He went off to meet them, so I tried
to... So you meant to stop them, and you didn't care how. Is that it?
Yes. Yes, that is it. But instead of coming this way, Craven and Gila must have gone by another trail. They're going to meet my husband, and it's too late to stop them.
Healy, where are we meeting this engine?
Ain't far now, Craven. The town's right yonder.
What town?
Smoky Ridge.
Smoky Ridge. We didn't come the easy trail then. Why didn't we come by way of Sentinel Rock?
You got any liking for getting dry gulch, Craven?
Yeah.
This Injun brave we're meeting has got a wife who ain't so dumb, Craven. You savvy?
I get it. She was right on top of Sentinel Rock waiting.
Yeah, I figured so. She was plumb desperate to save her tribe.
Sure a good thing they all ain't that smart.
Well, she's used to con games, I reckon. Heard a plenty about them.
Well, she must be there yet, with a bow and arrow and nothing to shoot at.
Yeah.
You know that counterfeit money, Healer?
Got 2 saddlebags full of it, Craven. You got the rest?
Yep, sure have.
We meet this redskin in the Eagle Pass Cafe, Craven.
Chino, don't forget, you let me handle the talk, savvy. I'm a lot smoother than you are.
We're looking for a Pawnee engine that goes by the name of Bear Paw. You around any place?
You the gents he's waiting for?
Yep.
Up them stairs, gents. Room 3.
Much obliged. Let's amble, Healy.
Reckon that hombre suspects us, Craven?
Nah.
He surveyed us kind of thorough.
Keep your hand away from your holster. You're going plumb loco.
He's still looking up after us.
Sure he is. We're strangers in town, ain't we? What do you expect him to do? Trust any fellow that hauls in here just on his say-so?
It's all right now. He turned away.
Sure. Told you not to worry. Room number 3, he said.
Here it is.
Yep.
I hope this engine ain't been talking to no judge since we last seen him.
Shut up.
Howdy.
Howdy, Bear Paw.
Greetings. Will you enter?
Yeah. You still feel like it did the last time we powwowed with you, Bear Paw?
Bear Paw does not change mind.
There ain't no sense selling your tribe's land to the government when we can offer you more for it.
That right.
And you needn't worry about us making sure the government gets the land the way you wanted them to. We just want to make certain we're in a good spot to get the first crack at a certain section of land we want in that territory. There ain't nothing wrong in that, is there?
You honest men.
Sure we are, sure. Now, we got the money right here in these saddlebags.
Here, I got the rest here.
Now, all you gotta do, Bear Paw, is to sign this here paper. It's a deed giving us the land.
You give Pawnee tribe time to leave?
Sure, all the time in the world. You sign, I sign, and Healy here will act as witness. Satisfactory?
Yes.
Here's the cash.
You better count it first, Bear Paw. This paper money.
Yes, that's regular government money.
Oh, take a good look at it. That's real money.
Just to prove it to you, Healy.
Yeah?
Take this here folding money and bring that gent we saw downstairs up to take a look at it, huh?
All right.
Hey, mister. Mister, come up here a minute, will you?
Now, Bear Paw will just stand here and watch. Agreeable?
Bear Paw, not doubt your word.
Sure, but you Indians shouldn't get too trusting. All folks aren't as honest as we are. Now, watch.
Did you want me, stranger?
Yeah, you run this shebang?
I run it, mister. What can I do for you?
Well, we'd like a couple of drinks. We ain't got hard money. This is all right, ain't it?
Folded money, huh? Let me get a look at it.
See? He's holding it up to the light.
This is government money, all right. I've seen plenty of it around. Good money. I'll have your drinks sent up pronto.
Keno, mister.
Bear Paw, did you see that?
Yeah, we were both watching. This money is good as gold. Bear Paw knew that, but I just wanted to remind him it don't pay to take things for granted, ever. Now, here's the money for your trap, Bear Paw. And here's the pen. Got ink right on it. Now, you sign here.
Bear Paw, sign paper.
That's right. Now, I sign. Now, Healy is the witness.
There. That settles the whole deal.
Well, you done your tribe a service, Bear Paw, in spite of what your wife tried to say. I'm only sorry we got a vamoose. We got
to
make...
You gents ain't vamoose. Trying to cheat this engine, huh? That money's a mighty good copy, but it ain't the real thing. Bear Paw, grab that paper.
Healy, you got...
No, you don't.
You shoot Bear Paw.
Come on, we got to run for it. Follow me. Stand right where you are, everybody. Stand still, you'll catch lead. We're making tracks, and there ain't nobody going to stop us.
Get up!
Get up! Get up! Get up! That worked, Sheila. It worked. Forget the way. It's all over with the shouting.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode through the night with Bright Sky, the Pawnee Indian woman. They expected to find the town of Smoky Ridge still sleeping as they approached in the early dawn, but instead, they saw a group of horses tied in front of the cafe.
Look, Kemosabe, something's happened.
That posse.
They have been riding a long time. Look how tired they are.
I hope there's been no trouble with Bear Paw. We'll go into the cafe and find out as soon as it's... We came peacefully. What does this mean?
Mister, we don't take no chances. A couple of ornery skunks come in here late last evening. They cheated a poor engine and they pulled their guns. Now we aim to make sure you ain't one of the same rotten pack.
You're wearing a bandage.
I got creased when I tried to step in and stop the little game.
Did you get them?
Oh, we went after them. We lost the trail. Now, Mister...
Please. Hulet. Please, is Bear Paw hurt?
Quiet. I just noticed something. Mister, you're wearing a mask.
What we do, Kemosabe?
Steady, Tonto.
Never mind your whispering, mister. It's getting light plenty fast. I don't savvy who the woman might be, but we don't cotton to outlaws. Maybe we ought to string you two up in place of them two that got away.
Was it Craven and Gila?
Well, we don't know their names, but it appears like you do.
We're looking for them just as you are.
That's funny, that is. You almost sound like it was a lawman. First time I ever seen a lawman wear a mask.
Just a moment. Before there's a shooting, listen to this woman. We came here to help Bear Paw.
Yeah?
Who is he? We'll know we're on his side.
Mister, I wouldn't count on seeing Bear Paw again.
He is not hurt.
Well, I'll be doggone. Lady, you're an Indian.
I am Bright Sky of the Kaw tribe of the Pawnee Indian Nation.
The Kaw tribe? That's Bear Paw's tribe.
Is he hurt?
Now, just a second. Before I answer that, I still want to know who these hombres are and what business...
The masked man is the Lone Ranger.
Mister, we're wasting time. Where is Bear Paw? Is he all right? We want to see him. And for your information, this lady is Bear Paw's wife.
His wife? Leave your horses here. Come inside. I'll take you to him right this minute. He's in this room here.
Bear Paw, it is I. It is... Bear Paw! I did not see he was hurt.
He caught one of them bullets them two hombres let fly. I didn't know how to tell you.
Tonto, let's take a look at him. Is he badly hurt?
Tonto, see.
Oh, don't.
It's all right. Tonto knows more about healing people than most doctors.
Mister.
Yes?
Come out in the hall for a minute. I'd like to tell you something kind of private-like.
Very well.
Mister, I gotta tell you, you're a bust. I don't exactly savvy what Bear Paw done, but he sure ain't gonna be popular around his tribe's wigwams.
Bear Paw is honest. I'm sure of it.
Of course. As honest as the day is long. He's just not a match for them slick crooks. He's been unconscious since the shooting scrape.
He signed some paper. That's what Bright Sky seemed to think would happen.
Yep, he signed it.
Did you get it?
Nary a chance, mister. Them two skunks lit out of here like they had wings. If we only knew where they was heading, we could maybe make it hot for them.
Kemosabe.
How is he, Tonto?
Him be all right. It not take long.
Good.
Bright Sky, she stay inside with husband.
Did Bear Paw do any talking, Injun?
Him still plenty sick. You learn about gunmen?
The trail thins out. Unless we have some idea of their scheme, we can't get them. Tonto. There's only one thing to do.
And what that?
Wait until Bear Paw is well enough to talk.
That not good.
I know. I'll ride out on the trail a ways and see if I can find out which way Craven and Gila went. But I'm afraid Bear Paw is our only chance.
same spot as this masked man.
And this is where you lost the trail?
Yep. Now, I figure you know a heap sight more about searching out a trail than any of us, gents.
You head back for town.
Huh?
It may take me an hour or two. I'm almost positive I won't find any sign of them. But I might just as well make certain.
Keno, mister. Adios and good luck. I'll see you later.
Adios.
Find anything?
Not a sign. That trail's washed out for good.
Yeah?
If we're going to catch those outlaws, it won't be by trailing them. How is Bearpaw?
Just the same.
Tonto's caring for him?
Yeah. That Injun sure is a wonder when it comes to doctoring, folks.
It's too bad you haven't got a telegraph station here so we could send out a description of Craven and Gila. That might help.
I've been telling every traveler that went through. Word will spread around, mister.
Let's hope it spreads fast enough to get those men before they accomplish their purpose. Whatever it is, I...
You come quick. Bearpaw, him better. Him tell where crooks go. You come, quick.
Yeah, gents, I heard it with my own ears. Bearpaw was just telling about it. Them coyotes are aiming to cheat the whole Kiowa tribe. Them Kiowas are good Injuns. Doggone fine Injuns. Craven and Gila handed Bearpaw a mess of fake money. Now they got his signature on a paper, they'll go east till they meet up with a government agent. They'll give him the paper signed by Bearpaw, and he hands them the money for the Kiowa land. It's the slickest scheme as I ever heard. Reckon the masked man and the engine will be coming down soon. I roused you fellas out so you could...
To the horses, Kemosabe.
We go quick.
Masked man, just a second.
Well?
How soon are we leaving to catch them hombres?
Right now. But only Tonto and I are going.
Huh? Mister, you gotta have a party.
There are only two of them.
Well, yeah, only...
Besides, they've got a long head start on us. Your horses could never catch them.
Let me bring silver for you.
Good. Steady, boy. Yep. You men, take care of Bearpaw. Adios.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver.
Well, if that don't beat all. Jennings calls together a posse, and what happens? We don't even get to go.
Shut up, all of you. Just look at them horses cover the ground. The masked man was right. We couldn't keep up with them anyway.
Hi-yo, Silver! Hi!
Give him a pay wagon yet, Healy.
Huh?
I said to you, doggone your hide, look up ahead, not behind us. You're worried over nothing. Nobody's on our trail.
I thought I saw a cloud of dust back yonder.
It didn't.
I thought it did.
And it was antelope. Wind swirling. We're clear of any chase, I tell you. Now peel your eyes on the trail ahead.
Something wrong?
You got good eyes, use them.
I don't see nothing.
Squint. Over that way. That's a wagon, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah, Craven, that's it. That's the government van. That's him.
I figured so. Here's where we give him this paper and collect our money.
I'm still worried about the back trail, Craven.
All right, then. You keep watching the back trail. I'm going on ahead.
Well, if there's any trouble, I'll let you know.
There won't be no trouble. I'm going after that wagon. Get up there. Get up.
Keep your hands high, mister. Walk your horse.
You're a cautious gent. I don't blame you carrying all that cash.
That's as may be. What makes you think I got cash?
You're the government man, ain't you?
Well?
I'll get something here in my saddlebag.
Keep your hands high.
Easy with that shooting iron, mister. It's just a legal paper I want to get.
All right, but don't make a move towards your holster. My trigger finger's mighty jumpy.
Here you are, mister. This here's a paper signed by Bearpaw of the Kiowa tribe, authorizing you to hand that money to me.
Let me see. Yeah, that's Bearpaw's signature, all right. Yeah. Yep, it's all legal.
I reckon you'll be glad to hand that money over and end your responsibility, huh?
Yes, I might as well put down my gun. I got the money right back here in this box. Here it is. It's in big bills, Mr. Craven.
Yeah, we don't mind that. Just hand it over and... What in thunder? What was that whistle?
Say, looks like something's going on up there. Who's this man heading towards us? Those two others coming after him. I don't like the looks of it.
Don't reach for your gun or I'll drill you.
What? You got your gun out.
And I'll use it. Give me the money.
Help! Where is he? Let it go!
I'll take it myself.
There's the wagon. Come on, Silver. Get him upstairs.
till I get the rest of this cash.
We gotta make tracks.
Hold them off.
They're coming fast.
Here's the rest of the cash. Use your guns. The wagon protects us. I don't want to give up this cash.
I keep shooting, but they don't stop. That white horse is coming like the wind.
Don't shoot yet, Powell. Don't shoot till I give the word. I'll wait.
Craven, get your gun. Start shooting.
What in thunder? They're right on top of us. Where's my gun? My hand.
Don't touch those guns.
No, we ain't moving, mister. I never seen such shooting. He knocked the guns right out of our hands.
Tonto, how's the government man?
I'm all right, masked man. Just got the wind knocked out of me.
You know, masked man?
Sure do. I've seen that horse before. You're the Lone Ranger, mister.
A Lone Ranger?
Tonto, take that money.
Me do it.
Here's another paper, mister. This one tells a straight story. You think you can handle these two crooks?
Mister, I sure can. Turn around, you coyotes, while I sling this rope around you. You're heading for the calaboose.
Tonto got all money, Kemosabe.
Good. Then we'll go. Merpo is waiting for this. Come along, Tonto.
Get him up, Scout.
Adios, masked man. Adios, Injun.
Adios. Come on, Silver. Back to Smoky Ridge.
Hey, them ropes are tied.
Lone Ranger. No wonder we didn't get away with it.
Mister, them's the first true words that ever come out of your mouth. Nobody gets away with anything when they meets up with a Lone Ranger. No, sir.
Adios, Silver.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger, Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.